Now turn to Section 3. Section 3. You'll hear a tutor and some students discussing eating disorders. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 23. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 23.
Good afternoon. I hope everything is going well. Right. We've been looking at problems some people have with eating. And today I'd like to focus on one you've probably come across in your reading. It is sometimes called binge eating disorder, or BED. As you know, I am not a particular fan of these acronyms. So I will refer to it by the alternative name, compulsive eating disorder. Has anybody heard of it?
Yes, I have. In fact, I read a case study of a first-year university student who was diagnosed with it.
Do you remember what the symptoms are?
Well, of course, one symptom is that the person eats too much, although that's true for other eating disorders as well. They also put on weight.
That's right. Whereas in some other conditions, such as bulimia, they don't, and can actually lose weight. One thing that compulsive eating disorder and bulimia have in common, though, is that the person with the condition often becomes clinically depressed.
Are you saying that everybody who is overweight is suffering from the disorder?
Not at all. What makes the compulsive eater different is the pattern of the disorder. Initially, as we've said, the compulsive eater starts eating too much. This seems to be because the sufferer finds comfort in food and eating is seen as a way of coping with problems. They don't eat because they feel hungry. Mary, in the case study you read, was there any reference to what triggered the problem?
I seem to recall that the student was suffering from stress because she was revising for exams, and she started eating snacks, junk food, while she was studying. Soon, she was eating snacks all the time, and it just got worse from there.
Yes, that sounds plausible, although compulsive eating often starts a lot earlier than the case you describe.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 24 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 24 to 30.
Anyway, once the condition has been triggered, often by constant snacking as you mentioned, it becomes progressively worse. Over a period of time, the sufferer loses control of their food intake. They become preoccupied with food, and the binge eating increases. Overeating blocks out negative emotions such as loneliness, worries about work, depression, and so on. But it is only a temporary effect. Apart from the physical discomfort that overeating often causes, the sufferer begins to feel embarrassed by their behaviour. They then take drastic action to try to compensate. In an attempt to lose weight, compulsive eaters will try extreme diets, skipping meals, or going without any food at all for a day or more.
Not a healthy way to try to lose weight, obviously.
Absolutely. And of course, the person has to start eating again at some point.
In other words, it becomes a vicious circle?
That's right. Binge eating, extreme dieting, or attempts to lose weight by other means, and then binge eating again.
What are the long-term effects of compulsive eating?
As you might expect, these are similar to those for people suffering from obesity. Diabetes is frequently reported.
What about treatment?
The disorder can be treated, certainly. But there's always the possibility that the patient will suffer a relapse and start binging again.
What does treatment involve? Medication?
No. It normally involves sessions with a therapist experienced in treating eating disorders. A nutritionist will often be involved as well.
Are there any self-help organizations? I mean, organizations like Alcoholics Anonymous?
Yes, there are. And you might want to follow this one up for your research. One organization is called Overeaters Anonymous, and they have what they describe as a 12-step program to help people overcome the disorder. You can find out more from the organization's website. Right. I think that'll have given you plenty to follow up. So I'll see you at the same time next week.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.